And I give you now Dr. Richard Faring of Marquette University with the Marquette model.
I'd rather have him just ask some questions.
No, we're not letting you off.
When Maria said that, I said that we were in natural family planning for the money. She's assuming that to make money. Actually, what's happening is this is a good way to lose a lot of money. Because developing online systems, websites, and all that, and to bring security to it, it's a lot of money. And I might share you some of that. And I also have some questions with maybe Mike and also Jessica about this. When I heard e-learning, I'm looking at broader. I'm glad that Jessica looked at also some of the teacher training. So we have three distant education modalities. One is our online teacher training program, and I've been doing that online since 2000, actually right before. We started with a very early called e-learning system. Then we went to Blackboard, and then now we're in what is called D2L, Desire to Learn. And there's always upgrades every year and more bells and whistles, and sometimes trying to keep up with that is not very easy. Well, I've been doing it since 2000. And that's the system that Marquette University buys into, and they maintain that system. I don't have to maintain and update it, so which is nice. We originally had our online couple through Blackboard, but some of the people were complaining it was too cumbersome, too much modules to go through in teaching, and so they wanted something easier. So that's why we developed our online system after just using Blackboard, and we've been doing that 2008. I got a grant through our Sunday Visitor Foundation for just the beginning, and that was over $47,000, and since then we have spent at least $20,000, $30,000 in upgrading and things like that, and I can go into more of that. It also took about 6-7 months just to go through all the systems at Marquette University to get an online system. And finally, we've been doing our annual summit meetings, and we also have every other month staff meetings, and we're using a system. It's through Blackboard, but it's similar to what Mike showed you in regards to doing the couple teaching. We have a lot of difficulties, though, with some of that, and right now we're working with our e-learning center. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about our online teacher training program. As I mentioned, since 2000. That's Mary Schneider, which is she's one of my doctoral students, and also works with me on the online teacher training. Our program is, we have a 3-credit NFP theory course. It's for undergraduate credits or graduate credits. It's 12 modules. And then we have a 3-credit NFP practice course, 12 modules. However, we're only for health professionals because we're a professional school of nursing. You have to be a BSN or above. Physicians, PAs, nurse practitioners, and CNMs are people who are taking our training programs. However, and these are some of my doctoral students that have, the one way to the left is Dana, who is a pediatric nurse practitioner. She's in her dissertation phase right now. All these students have gone through our e-learning program at Marquette University and taking doctoral programs to learn how to teach online and to be effective and how to develop online courses and things like that. Shen Yu is a professional nurse. She's a maternal child nurse, and she's from China. And then Mary Schneider is in the middle. She's a family nurse practitioner. Now, I'm not sure, will I be able to link into the internet? So I just...
I had a Google page. There you go.
Yeah, so just to show you what this is the system that Marquette University has developed. And just this past year, they upgrade it, and so then all the faculty and people using it has to relearn how to use some of these upgrade systems. And let's see. So these are all my courses. I also have all our courses go automatically go on. So I also have a research courses that automatically go into it. But let me see. See, practice. That's my research course. I'll find it. We also change our numbers, so that's why. Practice. Okay, a fall term is our theory course. And usually we have here is pictures and everything, but on each one of them has content. I have to get out of here. These are the new formats for it, and we have lost some of the content and everything, but we have a content area where all the modules are, has all the PowerPoints. There's discussion rooms for each one. We also have a Dropbox where you drop in the assignments that they have. We have quizzes that automatically comes up, class lists, and then grades. So that's it's a traditional system that we utilize for Marquette University. But this is a new system right now that I'm still learning.
So Richard, just those two courses are required then?
Are they required? No, they're elective courses.
Right, I know, but they're for the NFP certification.
For
teachers.
To be a Marquette teacher, yeah, you have to go through both of them. However, we are now... developing, I'm trying to make it easier for people to learn how to be teachers and to especially integrate with health professionals. Again, that's where I feel my mission is. So now our new approach is that we're going to be developing it being self-paced. Right now it was a semester where you register on and you go through a semester, and we have modules every 2 weeks. Even though you could go on anytime during those 2 weeks, it was pace according to a semester. However, halfway through the semester, I would have somebody say, I would like to be a Marquette model teacher. And I would say, well, you have to wait until next August in order to get into it. So it's a long time. So we are doing the self-paced approach now so they can link up anytime and go into our program. And so we broke it down into three components. The core theory of natural family planning. And then if they want to be a teacher, they go into the NFP practice. If they want to go into the NFP medical applications, they do that, or they could do both of those. So those are the three components of our newer program format. Each one, there's an e-reader with various, each of the modules has e-chapters. We also have very much evidence-based protocols that I drop into it because evidence-based practice, I'll be talking more about that tomorrow. PowerPoint presentations, there's required discussion for each module, and there's large and small assignments based upon where we're at. And we try to make the assignments helpful for developing their own program. For example, developing an NFP brochure and then sharing with everybody, getting critique, and redesigning it. Each module has a 10, 20-point quizzes, and they have to have a 90% pass rate.
So, Richard, with this being self-paced, are you going to make this available to other nursing schools so that they can have NFP?
I would like to have them have their, I have students from different programs that sign up, graduate students, different things. But I keep on encouraging other programs to develop their own program so that they own their own nursing program. St. Louis University had one. Dr. Mary Lee Barron was teaching online, of course, but... it became difficult after she became director of the Doctor of Nursing Practice Program. Xavier University now is very interested, a couple of CNMs, nurse midwives, and I would like to just help them. They can have all our materials and everything, they just need to go through it, and so that we, and my mission is trying to get out there to professional nurses. So our core course, I said to Mary, make sure that we don't lose any of the components for the USCCB standards, that we have meet all our standards for that. And so These are the six modules that we go through, an introductory, the basic anatomy, physiology, scientific foundations, management, student women's health problems, issues, breastfeeding, special circumstances, psychological, spiritual, behavioral, ethical issues in marriage and family life. The teacher training goes into our methodology, our charting systems and that. Program development, marketing, and management, and then professional principles, the fertility health educator. And our medical application goes into the menstrual cycle as a vital sign for women's health, looking at promotion, prevention, looking at risk factors, then subfertility, NFP management, application to subfertility, PCOS, under other endocrine problems, managing dysfunctional uterine bleeding, and then finally medical application to common women's health problems. So those are the three cores of our teacher training.
But you could anyone sign up for these courses? They have to be part of a bona fide medical or nursing program.
No, I mean, they have to be a BSN or above nurse. They can be a medical doctor, a PA, CNM, so forth. They could also be a nursing student if they're in the baccalaureate program. Yes.
So you won't let me learn.
You won't make it available to just the general public?
No, because... two reasons. One is that's my mission. That's my focus, to get into professional nursing, to get into healthcare. Two is that we're very much a medical nursing-driven model, and we have online cases and medicine, and it's things that really that it's within the focus of medicine, nursing, and so forth. So it's within the scope of practice. And it's... So to bring is a different element to it, yes.
I don't understand exactly how, you know, different colleges work and different universities, but instead of trying to help a university develop their own program, could they offer it as accredited course? Like, I'm thinking of, like, Ursuline. Could they offer it at your, like, have them link to that? And they could get credit from Marquette.
And yeah, well, they can do that. People can do that right now.
Can they?
Yeah, but if they want to get credit. I have students from different places, from North Carolina, that they have to sign up as a special student and get into admission into it and then paying tuition. But tuition is how much per credit? It's over $1,000 a credit. So, you know, at Marquette University. So I'm trying to make it also. Right now, this program will cost $500. So it's a lot cheaper going through. What we're applying for is CMEs and CEUs, which is sometimes a little bit more for the practicing nurse or practicing physician, getting that right now.
Which would be great. But,
they still could take it for credit. I have students taking these things for credit.
So then you would have to get, like, the other college... The other university would have to be able to say, we will accept that credit as part of your elective.
It's like a student going overseas.
Right.
Get credit for their time.
The Jesuit system, they have a JNET system, and all the, like, 24, 34 university colleges of Jesuits, they have a JNET. And originally it was supposed to be all connected, that somebody taking a course from one place can. I know that doctoral students at St. Louis, like Dr. Mary Lee Barron, she took a course at Marquette, and it automatically went through, type of thing. So you know, that's things in regards to, I hope they do a little bit more connecting with
you. Yeah. You mentioned health professional BSN or above.
Yeah, that's professional nurse BSN or above, yes.
Okay. How about allied, like, physical therapist, occupational therapist, have you had?
I have one or two, but it's, if it's within their scope of practice, focus of practice, that's the most important thing. Once in a while we leave the physical therapists in, but essentially it's, you know, professional nurses, physicians, PAs going into our program, CNMs. So. And sometimes it's hard to say not go into it. I have, you know, AD nurses, you know, a diploma and associate degree nurses, and we can't accept them. Our program, Marquette University, is a baccalaureate program and above, and so I get told that I can't do that. So,
and that's the standard of nursing. Are at the master's level.
Pardon?
Most OTPT are CCA.
Yeah, they are. Well, at Marquette University, the PT is a doctoral program. Yeah, DPT, yeah. So, also, what is very important for healthcare is evidence-based, and being at a university and a professor, I'm looking at, do these things work or not? I remember being at one of the one of our human fertility conferences, and the scientists were getting together, and Dr. Piper from England was saying, well, we have to find out whether these online programs, whether they're effective or not. And so that was some of my driving for doing some of this, making it more accessible for people is some of the things that are driving this. And these are some of the articles that we have published recently, and tomorrow we'll probably we'll be going into some of them in regards to the evidence base for some of the things that we're doing. This takes a lot of time and a lot of money. Our randomized control trial was over almost $600,000 to do that in about 5-6 years, so we'll talk more about that. This is our online website that we got our Sunday Visitor funding for. We have this and a sister site, which is the research site for this, and I'd like to show you some of the components, but we have what is called a quick start instructions. You get a computer, you open it up, you get a manual, and you would have to read and take hours to go through it. We have on the bar there, you hit the quick start instructions. There's one page, read it in 5 minutes, you can begin our method and start charting. We have information on monitoring fertility and special circumstances. All that stuff is up front, it's free. In fact, the whole system is free. We have an online charting and interpretation system. We have online discussion rooms, and we have consultation with professional nurses. I'm on it every day for almost an hour, 2 hours. Mary Snyder, who is advanced practice nurses, is on it. We also have our website. It's also in Spanish. You just click on a corner and it goes into the Spanish mode. We have a consultant to OBGYN and also a bioethicist, Dr. Kevin Miller, from moral theologian from Franciscan University. And let's see.
Richard, you don't have a canonist on you.
I need one.
I'm grieved. You've got...
You will be it.
Richard, hold the clicker against your leg and it'll work. The laser can't find a place to land. So it's
against my leg?
Or somewhere. Yeah, oh. See, it's got to have a surface to know that it's on a table.
This is all for the client now.
This is all client now. Right. Yeah, this is the client e-learning. Let me... I'm going to go back a slide here. Read this because I can get into the website. We have on our federal site, we have 12-minute, two little PowerPoint with audio, one for mucus and one for the monitor, and it goes for about 12 minutes, and it's audio. We just modified it a little bit, and it's going to go back up into this site. So we have a 12-minute thing. This is where you click on the quick instructions.